弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，平安。
Peace be with you.
圣诞节啊，马上就要到了。
Christmas is coming soon.
在美国的大多数人的家庭啊，都已经张灯结彩。
In most families in America, probably they have already done a lot of decorations.
他们把准备好要彼此赠送的礼物啊，包起来放在圣诞树下，或者是挂在壁炉的旁边。
They should have wrapped their gift, either put it underneath the Christmas trees or in the stocking next to the fireplace.
除了家里的亲人彼此之间要赠送礼物以外啊，教会的弟兄姐妹之间、亲戚朋友和同事之间，也会借着圣诞节来临的时机赠送礼物，表达互相的关爱。
Apart from giving gifts to your relatives or family members, sometimes we also give gifts to our colleagues or friends to present your thanksgiving to them.
收到礼物是一件开心的事情。
It's always joyful to receive a gift.
在美国的圣诞节啊，人们彼此赠送礼物是一个历史悠久的习俗。
In America, the tradition of presenting gifts to other people has a long history.
圣诞节过后的第二天早上醒来啊，如果没有礼物打开来看的话，似乎是没有过圣诞节一样。
In the morning after the Christmas, take out your gift and present it, then it's almost like you did not have experienced the Christmas that year.、
那我们知道有人过生日啊。收礼物通常都是过生日的那一位。
We know that during our birthday, if you are going to receive a gift, it's likely that you are the one who's celebrating birthday.
然而呢，我们在过圣诞节的时候庆祝主耶稣的生日，却是把礼物分给周围的人。
While during Christmas, actually it's a day to celebrate the birthday of Jesus Christ, but actually we give gifts to people around us.
那大家有没有想过这样做对不对？是不是错了？
Have you thought about whether this is right to do or not?
其实没有错啊，因为主耶稣说过，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
Actually, there is nothing wrong because it's said by Jesus Christ that these things, if you have done it on the least of the brothers of mine, you are doing it on me.
那中国的传统习俗啊，是在过了大年三十的第二天，就是初一的清晨啊，把家人准备好的礼物打开来啊，通常都是新衣服、新鞋子。
For the Chinese, during the Lunar New Year, usually is the second day after the New Year, then we would try to look for our presents. Usually, these are new clothes or new shoes.
在新年最初的几天呢，人们穿上了新衣新鞋啊，带着要赠送的礼物到左邻右舍亲戚朋友家里面去拜年。
And then we will put on our new clothes and new shoes and go to nearby our neighbors or nearby relatives and celebrate the New Year with them.
那送的礼物是一件美事啊。
Presenting a gift is a beautiful thing.
是要把自己所拥有的好东西来分享给别人，表达对别人的爱心。
It's to share with others the good things that you have, and also to present your love to them.
那无论是雪中送炭，还是锦上添花，收到礼物的人啊，都应该感到高兴。当礼物被人接纳的时候啊，送礼的人呢也会心意满足。
Whether it's charcoal in snowing time or icing on a cake.Whenever you receive a gift, it's always a pleasant experience.
不光是生活富足的人呢会送人礼物，生活贫穷的人呢也忘不了啊送人礼物。
Whether you are rich or you are poor, you always try to give gifts to other people.
上个世纪的80年代初啊，我去陕北的洛川县看望我姨妈一家，那我姨父在那里修铁路。我与他们一同过年。
During the 80s of last century, I had the opportunity to visit my aunt, in 陕西, a province in China, and her husband is actually repairing the railway there.
今年最初的几天，我看到当地的农村的人啊，提着篮子挨家挨户的拜年。
So, it's during Chinese New Year. I saw that local people there, a lot of them are farmers. They would carry a basket, and then went to nearby their neighbors and to celebrate the New Year with them.
在篮子里面装的是一种呢，用粗粮做的。黄色的薄饼，当地人把它叫做黄黄，他做的礼物来送给其他的人。
In those baskets, it's usually full of some soft cakes named as 黄黄 and they use that as gift to their neighbors.
当时陕北的人啊很穷，当地的人呢粮食短缺，几乎吃不饱饭。
In fact, during those years, in the northern part of Shaanxi, people are very poor, and they didn't even have enough food.
但人们还是把家里仅有的一点好东西啊拿出来与他人分享。
But they still try to share with others the only good things they had from their family.
据说啊，不少穷人家收到黄黄以后舍不得吃，就提着篮子啊送到下一家。
I was told that, in fact, a lot of them, when they received this type of soft cakes, they didn't eat it, but actually use it as a gift present to other people.
甚至有人送出去的黄黄几经辗转以后啊，又原封不动地回到了自己的家里。
Yeah, they consider it as a good present, and in fact, it happens that after several rounds of sending the gift around, some of them just collect.To back the gifts they originally sent out.
当年陕北的淳朴善良的农民，在贫穷的时候送礼物给人啊，或许仅仅能够表达他们对人的爱心，不能够真正的帮助到别人。
Perhaps for these pure and simple people in this northern part of Shaanxi, they were nice, but actually they are.A gift would not really help other people.
我们如今这些生活富裕的人呢，不光是能够表达自己的爱心啊，而且能够实实在在的帮助到有需要的人。
But for people nowadays like us, we should not only be able to show other people our love, but actually we can help other people in need.
我们能够慷慨大方，把自己的丰富分享给别人呢，是神的恩赐。
It's a grace of our Lord if we can be generous to other people and give them what they need.
我们能够奉献，是神赐给我们的福啊，满溢出来了，多到不仅自己能够满足啊，而且神的丰富可以借着我们的奉献来彰显啊，那真是我们的荣耀。
It's also a blessing for our generosity because actually it means that we have abundant provision from the Lord.And we have so much so that we can provide others as well.
就像诗篇的112篇所说的啊，敬畏耶和华，甚喜爱他命令的，这人便为有福。他家中有厚物，有钱财，他施舍钱财，周济贫穷。他的仁义存到永远，他的脚必被高举，大有荣耀。
As written in Psalm 112, blessed is the man who fears the Lord.Who finds great delight in his commands. Wealth and riches are in his house. He has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be lifted high in honor.
在我们刚才读的《哥林多后书》的第八章第九节，保罗提醒我们说，我们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷。叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
And the passage that we have read earlier in the 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, it said, For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
感谢主啊，我们能够真正的感到富足，并且甘心乐意的帮助那些有需要的人，是因为主耶稣基督的恩典。
Thanks to the Lord, the reason that we can present gift to other people is because of the grace of Jesus Christ.
他的丰盛进入到我们的里面，再从我们里面涌流出来。
His abundance come to us, and so that we can flow out the abundance and give it to other people.
那我和妻子慧英啊，在最近也收到不少弟兄姐妹送来的圣诞礼物。
I and my wife, Hui Ying, actually we have received a lot of gifts from brothers and sisters.
平时我们也常常的收到弟兄姐妹送来的金钱或者是各样的物品。
Not just during this Christmas season, but actually also during other occasions as well.
许多的时候他们把东西直接就放在门口或者是放在信箱里没有留下姓名。
A lot of times they would just leave their gifts in our porch or even in the mailbox without even leaving their names there.
我们感谢神，也感谢这些弟兄姐妹们。
We thank our Lord and also brothers and sisters.
通过弟兄姐妹的爱心啊，用神所赐给他们的富足补我们的缺乏，是我们大家一起见证主耶稣基督的恩典。
Through the grace of Lord and also the love of brothers and sisters in their givings, this is an opportunity for us to experience the Lord, the grace of the Lord.
我们把弟兄姐妹的馈赠啊，当作极美的香气，为神所收纳、所喜悦的祭物，奉献在神的面前。
And we consider this as a fragrance from brothers and sisters to be offered to God.
愿神照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使弟兄姐妹。一切所需要的都充足。
May Lord provide all of us what we need in the grace of Jesus Christ.
我们今天要思想的题目是乐捐的厚恩。
And today we are going to think about this topic that is rich generosity.
在中文的和合本圣经里面呢，哥林多后书的八章二节的最后的五个字就是乐捐的厚恩。
And this, if you can, you can find it also in the Chinese translation, the last five words.
它含有靠神丰盛的恩典，甘心乐意的捐助他人的意思。
It means also that the grace of the Lord and that we are willing for to be generous to other people.
英文的翻译是比较直白的，意思是丰厚的慷慨。
The English translation is probably easier to understand.
让我们今天呢，就根据多林多后书的第八章或第九章的一些经文呢，来思想这个主题。
Let us meditate on this topic using the verses from the Second Corinthians.
我们先来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父上帝
，Dear Heavenly Father,
求你赐下圣灵来引导我们明白你的真理。
May you grant us your Holy Spirit so that we know the truth from you.
让我们无论是讲的还是听的，因你的话同蒙造就。
So that the one who talk and the one who listen will all be built up in you.
成为真正有福的人。
Be a blessed person.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们刚才一起读的《哥林多后书》的八章或九章的四段经文，大致包含了以下四个方面的内容。
The four passages of scriptures that we have just read roughly include four topics that is shown here.
在八章的一到四节呢，讲的是乐捐的榜样。
From chapter 8, verses 1 to 4, it talks about the model of generosity.
八到九节啊，讲的是乐捐的根源。
From verse 8 to 9, it talks about the source of generosity.
第九章的六到七节讲的是捐赠的态度。
From chapter 9, verse 6 to 7, it talks about the attitude of giving.
九章的十到十二节讲的是捐赠的目的。
Chapter 9, verse 10 to 12, talks about the purpose of giving.
那我们先来看第一段的第八章的一到二节。
Let us first look at the first passage here.
保罗这样说。弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
Paul said, And now brothers, we want you to know about the grace that Lord has given the Macedonian churchesOut of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity.
读了这两节经文，大家是不是觉得啊，他们太了不起了？
When you read this passage, you will notice that they are really great.
有富足的人呢，捐出一些钱财还行，但在患难之中满足，在极穷之间乐意捐赠呢，那就是太难了啊。
It's easy for rich people to give or be generous, but for the people who are in severe trial or extreme poverty, it's very difficult.
其实他们能够这样呢，我们也能够这样啊。
In fact, if they can do that, we can do the same thing as well.
因为这是爱我们的天父和救我们的主耶稣基督生命的特质。
Because it's a characteristic of life from our Lord Jesus Christ.
就像保罗在罗马书的八章三十二节说，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Paul said in Romans chapter 8 verse 32, He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us, or how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things?
当初我们读圣经的时候啊，读到亚伯拉罕，好像神要亚伯拉罕把自己的独生儿子以撒献为燔祭的时候呢，我们往往很难以理解神为什么要他那样做。
When we read the story of Abraham, that God commanded him to offer his son Isaac as a burnt offering, we usually did not understand why God is doing that.
我们觉得啊，那是爱儿子的父亲啊，不可能做出来的事情。
We felt that it's something that a loving father would not do.
后来我们知道，不是神要亚伯拉罕献他的儿子以撒。
But then we understand that actually it's not God who is going to ask Abraham to offer his son.
而是要把他自己的独生爱子耶稣基督作为赎罪的羔羊献上为祭。
But rather God himself is going to offer his own son, Jesus Christ, as the lamb of forgiveness to be offered on the cross for us.
事实上再伟大的慷慨啊，也比不过天父上帝把自己的儿子耶稣基督赐给我们的慷慨。
There is no greater generosity than our God the Father because he offered the Lord Jesus Christ his only son for us.
保罗在加拉太书的一章四节这样说，基督照我们父神的旨意为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。
Paul said in Galatians chapter 1 verse 4, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age according to the will of our God and Father.
世界上再彻底的施舍也比不过耶稣基督为我们的罪啊舍了自己的性命。
Even the greatest generosity in this world cannot be compared to our Lord Jesus Christ who gave up his life for us.
有些人或许说啊，这个天上的神啊，主耶稣基督，我们是没有办法比的。
Some people might say that we, of course, cannot be compared to God or our Lord Jesus Christ.
就连世上的乐善好施的富人呢，我们也都不好去学。
Even for those people who are generous, who those rich people, it's difficult for us to learn.
因为我们自己都常常缺乏啊，自身难保，哪里有能力去帮助别人呢？
Because a lot of times we are in need ourselves, we cannot even handle it ourselves. How can we have the ability to help other people?
为此呢，保罗在哥林多后书的第八章的开头呢，这里列举了马其顿的众教会啊。把它作为我们学习甘心乐意捐助他人的榜样。
And in fact, this is precisely the reason Paul said at the beginning of chapter 8 of the 2nd Corinthians, he used the examples of brothers and sisters in Macedonian church as a model for us.
这个马其顿的教会呢，包括有腓立比的教会、帖撒罗尼迦的教会和比利亚的教会。
And in fact, over there, the churches include Philippians and also the church in Thessalonica and also Berea.
保罗在书信中称赞腓立比教会说，我每逢想念你们啊，就感谢我们的神，每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
So Paul said that I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
保罗在写给提撒罗尼迦教会的信中说， 在神我们的父面前，不住地纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐，甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来，你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处也都传开了，所以不用我们说什么。
So in a letter to the church at the Thessalonians, Paul said that we continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it.
圣经的使徒行传里面呢，是对比利亚教会的弟兄姐妹呢，也做了非常好的评价啊。
In the book of Acts, there is also a good evaluation on the brothers and sisters in the church in Berea.
使徒行传的十七章十到十一节是这样说的啊，弟兄们随即在夜间打发保罗和希拉往比利亚去，二人到了就进入犹太人的会堂，这地方的人咸于提撒罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天考察圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
So in Acts chapter 17 verse 10 it said, as soon as it was night, the brothers sent Paul and Silas away to Berea. On arriving there, they went to Jewish synagogue. Now the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scripture every day to see if what Paul said was true.
根据这些圣经里边的记载啊，我们知道马其顿的这几个教会呢，是在不同的方面啊，讨神喜悦的教会。
According to biblical description, we know that the churches in the area Macedonia use different ways to please the Lord.
他们还有一个共同的特点啊，保罗在这里说，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐。
There is also one character that was mentioned by Paul that is, even when they are under severe trial, they still have a lot of joy.
在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
And in extreme poverty, they show rich generosity.
在患难的时候，如果我们只看到环境的恶劣或自己的软弱啊，看不到神的保守或神的大能呢，就不可能有满足和快乐。
In time of trouble, if we only focus on our difficulties, and instead of the grace of the Lord, then it's difficult for us to be generous.
在贫穷的当中，如果我们只看到自己的缺乏，看不到神的丰富供应啊，就不可能甘心乐意地把自己仅有的一点拿出来去帮助别人。
And in poverty, if we only see the things that we are in need instead of the provision of the Lord, then we would not be able to share with others what we have.
正因为马其顿的众教会啊，他们把信心的眼光放在神的保守、神的大能、神的丰富的上面啊，他们才有满足的快乐和乐捐的厚恩。
It's precisely because the churches or the brothers and sisters in Macedonians, they focus on the provision and the grace of the Lord that they would be able to joyful.
保罗在哥林多后书的八章三节做见证说啊，我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助，再三的求我们准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 3, Paul said, "Therefore I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own. They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the saints."
可见马其顿的弟兄姐妹呢，是尽了自己的力量 去捐助在耶路撒冷遭天灾受困苦的主内的弟兄姐妹。
So you can see that the brothers and sisters in Macedonia really try their best to help those brothers and sisters in Jerusalem who were bothered by natural disaster and other reasons.
保罗说他们过了力量，很可能啊，是其中的一些人呢，在捐助了别人以后呢，自己的生活也陷入困苦。
Paul said that they offer beyond their ability. It means that probably that actually because of the offering, they also fell into poverty as well.
他们是在与耶路撒冷的弟兄姐妹呢一同受苦。
They were suffering together with brothers and sisters in Jerusalem.
与主内的弟兄姐妹一同受苦啊，也就是与基督一同受苦。
To suffer with brothers and sisters in Christ is to suffer with our Lord Jesus Christ as well.
应该是欢喜领受的神的恩典。
And we should be joyful in doing this because it's a grace from the Lord.
就如彼得所说的，在受苦的时候啊，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，是你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
Peter also mentioned in 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 13, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed.
马其顿众教会的弟兄姐妹啊，再三的求保罗准他们在供给圣徒的恩情上有份，不是他们自不量力，也不是他们自讨苦吃啊，而是他们知道这样做呢是真正的有福。
Brothers and sisters in Macedonian church pleaded to Paul so that they could help in offering to brothers and sisters in Jerusalem. Not that they did not know their limitation, but rather that they would like to be involved in this good deed from the Lord.
就如保罗提醒我们说啊，我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦。扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话说，施比受更为有福。
Oh, it's written also here in Acts chapter 20, verse 35. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus Christ himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
接下来让我们来看哥林多后书的八章八节啊。
Let us now read 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 8.
保罗说，我说这话不是吩咐你们，乃是借着别人的热心试验你们爱心的实在。
Paul said that I'm not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others.
当保罗把马其顿的众教会的榜样摆在当年的哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹的面前，也摆在现在的我们的面前的时候啊，鼓励我们不仅要在信心、口才、知识、热心和爱心上都显出富足，而且在这慈善的事上呢，也要显出是富足的。
Paul used this example of the churches in Macedonia for the church in Corinthians during those days and also now for us.To explain to us that we should be serving the Lord not just in other things, but including in particular that we should serve Him also in charity as well.
保罗在这里说，不是吩咐你们，他的意思就是不是勉强我们怎么样做慈善的事情。
Paul mentioned here that I'm not commanding you. It means that he is not actually forcing us to do charity work.
而是用马其顿众教会弟兄姐妹的榜样呢，当作一面镜子，来看看我们是否有真实的爱心。
But rather use the example of Macedonians as a mirror to reflect whether we have a true faith or not.
如果我们有真实的爱心，就必然会像马其顿众教会的弟兄姐妹那样，甘心乐意地捐助有需要的人。
If we have true faith and true love, then we will be able to have rich generosity, just like the brothers and sisters in Macedonian church.
那如果我们爱心不够，或者是没有爱心啊，就需要省察我们是否还爱着这个世界或世界上的事。
And if we don't have enough love, or we don't have love at all, then we should examine ourselves whether we love more this world.
因为使徒约翰说过， 不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Because Apostle John once said, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
那我们还要请查我们是否真正的认识神。
And we should examine whether we really know God.
因为约翰还说过，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
Because Paul also, I mean, John also said, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
如果我们清楚地认识神，而且呢是不爱世上或世上的事情啊，我们还需要明白的是呢，就是保罗接下来所要说的。
If we really know God and we don't really love this world or the things in this world, then what we should do is what Paul said here.
在哥林多后书的八章九节，保罗说，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
无论别人看我们是贫穷还是富足，我们都因着主耶稣基督的恩典已经成为富足。
No matter how other people look at us,Whether it's rich or poor, rather in Jesus Christ, we all become rich.
我想这些呢，就是马其顿众教会的弟兄姐妹在极穷之间，还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩的原因。
And I think this is the reason that the brothers and sisters in Macedonian church, they could be generous even in extreme poverty.
我们靠主恩典所得到的富足呢，主要的、根本的就是在天上永不朽坏的。丰盛的产业。
And the rich that we received from our Lord Jesus Christ is ultimately the unperishable abundance that we heritage that we have in heaven.
如果我们确信有了天上丰富的产业呢，就不会在意在地上的得失而感到知足了。
If we are certain that we would have this rich inheritance in heaven, then we won't be bothered by what we have in this world.
就如提摩太后书里面六章六节所说的，然而金钱加上知足便是大利了，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，只要有衣有食就当知足。
As mentioned in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6, but godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it.But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that.
如果我们在世上啊，在地上的时候啊，我们敬虔加上知足，就比较容易把自己所有的拿出来捐助给所需要的人。
If we have godliness and contentment in this world, it will be easier for us to offer to us others what we have.
从而呢，我们积财宝在天上，在神面前更加的富足。
In this way, we will store our richness in heaven, and then we will become rich in heaven as well.
我想大家应该清楚地知道，我们能够爱神，是因为神先爱我们。
I think we should all know that we can love God because He loves us first.
我们能够愿意并且有能力捐助有需要的人呢，是因为主耶稣基督的恩典已经使我们富足。
We are willing to be generous to other people because the grace of Lord makes us all rich.
那如果我们缺少爱心，无力捐助啊，首先我们要做的是求主帮助我们更清楚地认识神。
If we are lack of love or generosity, then we should ask for our Lord to give us a loving heart as well.
更确切地住在主耶稣基督的里面，与爱和恩典的源头连接。
We should make sure that we live in the love of Jesus Christ so that we can be connected to the source of love.
这样我们就可以成为传递神的爱或流通神的丰富的管道了。
In this way, we will be able to a connecting channel to channel the love and also the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
尽管保罗把马其顿众教会的好榜样摆在我们的面前，要我们学习，要我们效法。
Even though Paul put in front of us this model of the churches in Macedonia so that we can learn from that.
但不是要我们同他人攀比。
It's not asking us to compare with other people.
保罗在哥林多后书九章六节这样说，少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
少种的少收，多种的多收啊，是说神给人的信心呢有大小，恩赐呢有不同。
Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. It means that the faith God has given us could be of a different degree.
因此呢，神对不同的个人和每个人在不同的属灵的阶段呢，他的期望和要求是不一样的。
So the expectation of the Lord to different people and also to the same person, but at different stage of their spiritual life will be different.
就像我们前面刚好查过的信心的伟人亚伯拉罕。
Just like the man of faith Abraham that we have studied earlier.
神没有在一开始就要求他有不能够把自己的儿子献出来作为燔祭的信心。
God did not demand in his early life to offer his son to show his faith,
而是在他的属灵生命完全成熟的时候才那样的试验他。
But it's rather a trial when his spiritual life is completely mature later.
因此呢，弟兄姐妹在属灵的事情上可以彼此的鼓励，彼此的学习，但不应该彼此攀比。
So we can encourage each other in our faith, in our spiritual life, and we learn from each other, but we should not compare with each other.
与人攀比是罪人的恶习。
To compare is actually a bad habit of sinners.
因为求的是自己的荣耀，而不是神的荣耀。
Because what one asks is for the glory of oneself instead of the glory of God.
在捐赠的事情上，保罗要个人呢随本心酌定。
And in charity,God is asking us to do it according to our discretion.
那这个本心啊，应该是个人在神面前的信心。
It means the faith of individual in front of the Lord.
而不是与人攀比的心。
Instead of comparison with other people.
圣经里面有一个因着攀比而遭祸的例子。
In the Bible, actually, there was an example of disaster due to comparison with other people.
记载在《使徒行传》的第五章一到十一节。
And it's mentioned in the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 1 to 11.
多的是在耶路撒冷教会的初期，在当时的特殊的情况下，有许多人呢把田产房屋都卖了，把所卖的价银拿来放在使徒的脚前，照个人所需用的分给个人。使教会里没有一个缺乏的。
In the particular period of the early churches, at that time in Jerusalem, people sold off their possessions and just used their money and brought it to the apostles so that it could be used as funds for brothers and sisters in need.
那有一个名叫亚纳尼亚的人，看见卖田财房屋的人啊的善举呢，得到人们的称赞。
And there was a person by the name of Anania. He saw that actually the person, people who give up their possession and brought it to the apostles actually were honored.
很光荣啊，也同妻子撒菲拉卖了田产，要想同样得到称赞。和光荣。
They felt that these people are glorified, and he and his wife hoped that they would have the same glory as these brothers and sisters as well.
但他们夫妻两个啊，没有真实的信心和爱心。
But this couple did not have real faith and truth and love.
他们有一点后悔。
They regretted.
他们就舍不得把卖田财所得的钱全部的奉献出来。
They did not offer all the money they got from selling off their fields or their farmlands.
他们就私下留了几份，其余的几份呢拿出来放在使徒的脚前呢，谎称是全部。
They kept part of it, but actually they lied to the apostles and said that was all they had.
因他们弄虚作假啊，欺哄圣灵呢，就被神击杀了。
Because they were deceiving the Holy Spirit, as a result, they were killed.
结果呢是很悲惨啊。
It's a bad ending.
当人们在攀比的时候啊，看到的是别人怎么样，而不是看到神的心意如何。
When we compare with other people, we only see what other people have, but we didn't see the will of God.
当情绪高涨的时候啊，往往会做出超过自己信心的行为，过后冷静下来呢，又后悔了。
When we are emotional, we could do things that are beyond what we want, but after a while, then we will regret.
保罗所说的勉强做难的这样的捐赠呢，同攀比是类似的。
And when Paul talked about it reluctantly, he meant that actually you try to compare with other people.
是在别人的注意之下啊，不得已的行为。
You try to do something under the observation of other people, even though it's not your own thought.
看到别人已经这样做了，在众目睽睽之下呢，不好不做，但心里却不是十分的愿意。
You felt that you should do something in the eyes of other people, but actually you are not willing for it.
这些出于仁义而不是出于信心的行为呢，是神所不喜悦的。
This type of actions that come from your own thoughts instead of from the inspiration of from the Lord is not really pleasing to the Lord.
因为圣经在罗马书里面说过啊，凡不出于信心的都是罪。
Because Paul said in the book of Romans that if something is not coming from faith, it's sin.
向上攀比呢，可能导致不是出于信心的行为。
So if you compare upward, then you probably would act on something not due to your faith.
那向下攀比呢，可能导致属灵的骄傲，以至于论断或轻看弟兄姐妹们。
But if you compare downward, then probably it will probably lead to spiritual proudness, so called, and then you will look down at brothers and sisters.
那这些都是神所不喜悦的事情。
These are all unpleasing to the Lord.
保罗在这里说啊，捐得乐意的人啊，是神所喜爱的。
Paul said that if you are generous joyfully, then this is what is pleasing to God.
出埃及记的第二十五章里，神在指示以色列人献礼物做会幕的时候呢，也说过，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归国。
So even in the Exodus chapter 25, when God told Israel how to make the tabernacle, he also mentioned that those who offer willingly, you could collect them.
换句话说，如果不是甘心乐意的捐助奉献啊，可能不蒙神的悦纳。
In other words, if you offer not willingly, then maybe it will not be pleasing to the Lord.
因此呢，弟兄姐妹要根据自己的信心，甘心乐意的捐赠。
So we should be generous according to our own faith.
第四段圣经讲的是神要我们甘心乐意的捐赠的目的。
And the fourth topic that we are going to mention is the purpose of giving.
保罗在九章十到十一节说，那赐种给撒种的，赐粮给人吃的，必多多加给你们种地的种子，又增添你们仁义的果子，叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就藉着我们使感谢归于神。
From verses 10 to 11, it said, Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, will also supply and increase your store of seed, and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be made rich in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God.
从这两节圣经我们可以看到，神喜爱我们甘心乐意捐赠帮助有需要的人呢，是为了彰显他的丰富。
So from these two verses, God is pleasing to our generosity if to present the abundance of God.
当我们甘心乐意的捐赠的时候，神必多多加给我们种地的种子，又会加添我们仁义的果子，使我们凡事富足，就可以多多的施舍。
If we are willingly and also joyfully offer to other people, then we would have blessing from the Lord as well. And actually, in fact, we would have the harvest of our righteousness.
我们成为神赐福给人的管道，也通过我们把人的感谢归给神。
We will become a channel to channel the blessings to other people, and also this will be an opportunity to give thanks to the Lord as well.
接下来的这个九章十二节呢，保罗更清楚地说，因为办这供给的事，不但补圣徒的缺乏，而且叫许多人约法感谢神。
Chapter 9, verse 12, this service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God.
神喜悦的捐赠呢，有两个目的，一是实实在在的帮助有缺乏的弟兄姐妹啊，二是使许多人呢，充满感谢神的心。
So a charity act that is pleasing to the Lord has two consequences. One is that you could help people in need, brothers and sisters in need. And the second one is that you will channel the thanksgiving of people to the Lord.
圣言，我们今天呢所读的圣经里面的话语呢，能够鼓励我们学习马其顿众教会的榜样。
I really hope that we could learn from the model of the brothers and sisters in the Macedonian church.
他们靠着神的恩典，在极穷之间也能慷慨大方地捐助有需要的人。
In the grace of the Lord, even in their extreme poverty, they still are generous to other people.
我们能够有爱心、有能力捐助别人，根源是在于主耶稣基督的恩典。
May we have the generosity and love to give to other people in need, and also channel the thanksgiving to the Lord as well.
他本来富足，却为我们成了贫穷，叫我们因他的贫穷也可以成为富足。
Just like our Lord, he was originally rich, but because of us, he became poor so that we can become rich in his poverty.
我们无论是奉献给教会，还是捐赠给有需要的人，都要甘心乐意。
Whether we offer to the church or be charitable to people in need, we should always do it in a joyful way and a willingful way.
我们奉献虔诚的目的是补圣徒的缺乏，也包括满足教会各样的事工的需要。
And the purpose of offering is to help people in need, and also to help in the ministry of the church.
同时也叫人感谢神。
And also help people to give their thanks to the Lord as well.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
慈爱的天父上帝。
Dear Heavenly Father.
感谢你把你的爱子耶稣作为礼物白白地赐给我们。
We thank you because you give us the ultimate gift of Jesus Christ freely to us.
使他舍弃了天上的荣华，降世为人。
So that he give up his richness in the heaven and come to this world humbly.
且生在马槽里，长在穷人家。
He was born in manger and actually grew up in a poor family.
因他的贫穷，可以使我们成为真正的富足。
Because of his poverty, we can become really rich.
求你帮助我们甘心乐意地奉献钱财，满足神家的需要。
Help us to offer willingly.
支持教会的圣工，周济贫穷，补助圣徒的缺乏。
So that we could be part of the ministry and help people and saints in need.
叫许多人约法地感谢神。
So that we would have more people giving thanks to you.
愿你在我们当中得着荣耀。
May all the glory be returned to you among us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.